Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 724. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Chris Calamito. What is up, good sir?
Not a heck of a lot, Kevin. How about yourself?
Oh, too much and too little at the same time. So, you know, we were kind of plotting out this show here. And, you know, you brought up on Friday that if you don't watch something, one of the wrestling events live, you don't end up getting around to it. And I did not watch SmackDown Live on Friday. The wife and I have taken to, you know, we usually watch something until about 9:30 or so. And then I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to spoil the last half hour of SmackDown. I'm going to record this. And then I usually hop into Rampage, you know, because she goes to bed earlier than I do. So I stay up and watch some Rampage. And then occasionally I'll start watching SmackDown after that. Although the last couple of weeks it's been Book of Boba Fett has taken the place of watching SmackDown after Rampage. So I did not actually get around to watching SmackDown, I think, until Friday or Sunday night after the football games. And I was like, I guess I should power watch this thing to get it in here because, hey, we got the Royal Rumble coming up here. I had been diligently working along on a revamped Royal Rumble logo, which will be attached to this very show here. I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, it is Royal Rumble time. It's usually, you know, a good time for the WWE to get some people back into the groove. I'm not sure that they've done that quite yet. And we're here to talk about the card and the buildup that we have seen on SmackDown and Raw this past 2 weeks here. And, you know, it was pretty interesting to me that Edge and Beth Phoenix taking on Miz and Maryse was the main event of all main events this week on Raw as far as the go-home stuff went. Were you surprised that it got that slot?
A little, I guess, but the show did not have a established main event. They put Brock and Bobby Lashley on first. So Brock can get the hell out of there.
Brock loves going first.
He has fallen in love with going first. For sure. And then, you know, yeah, so there really wasn't much else to do. I mean, honestly, right now, I have no desire to go to a live WWE TV. And I know I just did it a little over a month ago, and the show was pretty good. But man, since then, it is a crapshoot for getting to see what, you know, anything, you know, wrestling wise, and, you know, matches with stars.
Well, you know, that was the other funny thing. That was a little bit of the only thing that I started joking about during Raw on Twitter was the fact that they kept on calling this recording location Ohio in the generic because I did not watch the first like half an hour of the show when they probably actually said Toledo.
Oh, they never said Toledo.
Oh, they never said Toledo.
They don't say Toledo. No. That's one of their small towns. They don't want to give any credit to that they're there. That's a Vince thing dating back a while, I think.
Yeah, well, which does crack me up. Like, I don't know. I guess I'd have to look at populations, but maybe Dayton is still bigger than Toledo, because I do swear that they admit that they're in Dayton. I mean, granted, they don't do Dayton as frequently as Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati. But they do throw it in there every now and again because they don't.
Now, when they go to Columbus, do they say Columbus? Or do they say they're at Ohio State University?
That is determined by which venue they're at. If they are at the Shot, which is on Ohio State's campus, they say they're coming to you from the Ohio State University. If they are down at Nationwide Arena, the home of the Columbus Blue Jackets, that they say they are in Columbus, Ohio for. Despite, I mean, the amusing thing is there's probably all of about 5 miles between the venues. So they are basically the same part of town. But that is the way that it breaks down in Columbus, which does... I kind of wondered that at first, but, oh, that was the other thing. When they kept on saying generic Ohio, I had to find out, and I saw that, and I'm sure I got an email about it, that Raw is coming here February 28th, and just to piggyback on what you're saying, I have no desire to go. Like, I'm not into it enough to want to be there.
No, not right now. And the big fall has really taken place probably since the week of day one, I think. I mean, because we're getting weeks where there's just, look, part of it, it's always a crapshoot. I use it twice. Okay, where else? It's always a crapshoot going to WWE TV as far as the ratio of wrestling to talking. It always is.
Oh, right.
But over the years, you definitely have been more guaranteed one or two strong matches along with whatever silliness. And, you know, obviously, less of the talking is good. There's some big, you know, you see some big angles, but lately it just feels like, yeah, this is just not an experience I need to have right now. until they fix something.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like everything that they've played off of to get back to the original match that we were talking about. The mixed tag team match. They're really throwing a lot into this, but I guess I still don't care that much. Like, I think they've done a great job with the build up for the most part. The promos have been fun. I guess now that I get a second look at the brick, it was not comically large. It is comically large as I thought it was. But that would still really, really hurt to get hit by a brick like that.
So,
they've done some good back and forth banter. But yeah, there's something in me that I don't care about this matchup. Are you looking at it the same way as far as like how they're doing with their promos and everything?
Again, everything they're doing is fine. It just feels like this whole storyline is being dragged out so that Edge and Beth can have their moment. You know, it's an oddly nice thing for WWE to do for them to, you know, check off bucket list thing for them, but it just, they didn't, once again. And I mentioned this several weeks back, and it still holds true. Miz should have won that match at day one.
Oh, yep.
And he didn't. Maurice's interference didn't work. Beth never touched Maurice even then. You know, it was a bad call if you want to extend this angle. And then you've got Beth Phoenix just showing up so damn jacked. I get that Maurice is annoying, but do people really want to see Maurice get broken in half like that? Have they poured the heat out enough? They did the brick thing last week, and that did help, but have they really poured the heat on enough that it doesn't feel like this very large woman, as I said before, is stalking and threatening this this mousy housewife?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing, obviously, you know, Beth can also say that she has two kids. But clearly they have a home gym, and that is one of her main focuses currently, because she, as you well point out, is jacked currently.
Yeah, it's like, and Maurice hasn't had a serious match in over 10 years. It's just like, what? It feels...
Maurice was never out of shape either, but you also didn't...
No, there's one.
She was, you know, she wasn't even kind of a Trish Stratus level of bulky, you know what I mean? Where you could see that Trish was kind of, was a fitness model, was it? Like, yeah, you could see that she maybe carried a little more muscle than some of the other women. Like, Maurice was never that. She was, like, always one of the, you know, smaller wrestlers. So yeah, it is really strange to have Beth Phoenix have a death wish out on her, but Maurice didn't really do anything to deserve it.
No. And yes, and most of what we're talking about predated the brick in the purse. It's just Maurice defending herself against a much larger woman. Like, yeah, this whole thing is very, very ass backwards. I know Miss and Maurice are kind of the go-to for this type of thing, but Beth looks like she could, you know, go back now, and Beth looks like she could go into the Royal Rumble and win. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous how Jack she is right now to prepare for this match against Maurice. She looks like she can beat Miz.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty wild how big she looks. It is quite impressive. So, yeah, I guess that about does that for that matchup. Another matchup that does not really have a lot of oomph to it, other than the fact that it hasn't happened before now. Becky Lynch versus Doudrop. Women's championship, Raw Women's Championship match. Because we don't have a SmackDown match.
No, we don't. And honestly, they've done what they can do, but there's not much to do.
Oh,
it's a weird heel versus heel match. No one buys Doudrop as a viable contender, really. And it's just a match for Becky to win. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, there's nothing that I can really add to that would give it any more definition. So let's move along to what did kick off Raw this week that you mentioned already here. Brock Lesnar taking on Bobby Lashley. This is another one that I'm not sure how much I can talk about this one either. Like, it's another one. I've enjoyed their promos and what they've done. But it's another one where I feel like the finish is a foregone conclusion. Well, maybe not a foregone conclusion. Like, Lashley either probably wins with some help so that Brock ends up getting pissed off at Roman Reigns. Or Brock carries through and we get either a unification match and or just a champion versus champion match for WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, then I guess things are more 50-50 than you...
Well, yeah. It's a little 50-50. But yeah, I guess the outcomes are kind of limited to me. Like, I don't see Bobby Lashley winning this outright. You know what I mean? Like that.
No, that's not happening.
Bobby Lashley getting a clean win over Brock Lesnar to me is definitely, even though the outcome's the same, it's different than him getting some type of distraction wins, you know, because the Usos came out or something like that.
I think either Brock's going to win clean, or there's going to be a lot of shenanigans giving Bobby Lashley the win. Now, I am leaning more towards the Lashley win because Brock has just been so strong against Lashley with the wannabe stuff and the Bobby Who stuff and, like, not sweating him at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be it'd be a nice cap in Lashley's hat there to get even a tainted win over Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking that's more likely. So maybe I guess it's not a 50-50 situation, but you know it's still Brock. You know, oh. Brock. Game rolling over someone in anyone in 5 minutes is not off the tape.
Yeah, and I mean it should be a fun match. Like match wise, that is a match that I'm looking forward to. I guess.
Oh, absolutely! I'm definitely looking forward to it. I think that this has been one that's been in the air for a while. It's definitely one of the most interesting matches that they've had that they can do that they haven't done before. Maybe even the most. I'm definitely looking forward to this one.
The other championship match that's on the docket for WrestleMania. Good gravy! Royal Rumble. Roman Reigns taking on his old stablemate Seth freaking Rollins because. I guess we have to say that on the podcast now since it's part of his name?
No, we don't. No, I do not have to say that. I do not have to say that.
Oh, man. Well, this has been another... this one, I guess, I don't feel like is in doubt at all. Like, I don't see Roman Reigns losing to Seth Rollins.
Well, what if Roman costs Brock first?
That would be...
Would Brock Lesnar ever take that line down?
You know, you posit an interesting theory that I hadn't thought about, honestly. Because then you could have a Reigns-Lesnar match with no titles involved.
Could and there you could still do the unification two-night deal as well. I mean, my thinking would be if they go this route would be Brock and Roman both lose, then Brock and Roman both have to get their way into the Royal Rumble.
Oh. Well, the men's rumble needs probably about as many bodies as the women's rumble does.
Yes, it did. Oh, it needs more. Oh, no. Because the men's doesn't have anything. We'll get to that in a few. But, that's a theory I've got. But that's why they put them on the shows. That's why we watch. You know, they both could lose. They both could retain. One could lose, one could retain, you know. One of them could lose and end up in the Rumble. Both of them could lose and end up in the Rumble. They both could win and neither of them end up in the Rumble. All these scenarios are possible.
I guess that is the case. Seth has definitely been selling the Rumble. Like, I guess... One of the reasons I'm thinking that Roman wins is Seth has been selling the I've never lost a Roman Reigns card a little too much for my liking I always feel like when you play that card, it's when your time is up for continuing to be winning.
Yeah, no, that's possible. That doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel true, though.
Oh.
but I'll be damned if I'm going to go back through
and look for evidence.
The last 8 years worth of bad results to find the evidence.
Oh man. Yeah, like, I don't know if Seth is being truthful or fibbing or stretching the truth at a minimum. But yeah, it's another one that should be a really good matchup. Yeah. And one that I'm kind of looking forward to. I mean, I guess having two good matchups and two mad matchups isn't that bad for an undercard of the Royal Rumble, honestly.
No, not at all.
It never has been the heaviest, at least direct storyline kind of pay-per-view in the WWE's history here. So do you want to start at the Men's Rumble, since we were just talking about the Men's Championship, and wrap up with the ladies?
Sure, we could do that.
Do you have any assumed favorites for the Royal Rumble?
Presuming of what's announced right now?
Yes, sure. Let's go for that, and then if there are any speculation names out there, we can talk about those.
Well, of what's announced so far, I guess Big E would be the favorite.
No.
As the former champion, and you know, someone that they've been pushing heavily. Outside of that, there's everyone after that's a dark horse, I guess.
And then you start going with the field after. Well, yeah, it does seem as though Drew McIntyre is going to be out long enough to not be in the Rumble, correct?
That hasn't been said. I haven't heard anything definitive about Drew. If he's in it, he becomes a top favorite. This lineup is not. This lineup is. It might be the worst lineup ever. It really might be. Maybe you have to go back to, you know, a mid-90s Rumble to find one words. And maybe some of the early decade ones, like the one Del Rio won, where they took the number up to 40.
Uh-oh.
The next year, the one where Sheamus won, and they just did a bunch of comedy spots throughout it, and had all the announcers jump in, and Mick Foley coming in, and having Mick Foley and Santino having their Sacco versus, what was that, the snake puppet.
Oh, the snake. Yeah.
That might be the worst one ever, actually. but the lineup going in of really lacks star power.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it myself, about who a favorite might be, before I posed the question to you.
No.
And, yeah, there's kind of a limited number of people on the roster that kind of fit the bill.
Yeah, and there's not, you know, outside of the theories about, you know, Brock and or Roman Reigns, you know, losing their titles and entering in it, you know. I mean, there's possibilities for, you know, whoever to come out from the past, but not anyone who's going to spend more than a few minutes in there.
Oh.
You know, I mean, they've. So I made the point is, you know, they spent the last 10 years, you know, going from, you know, returning star to returning star to returning star to the point now where there's no returning stars left.
Yeah, like Goldberg can come out, but he's not spending a lot of time in the Rumble. Even if he wins it, which wouldn't be completely shocking.
Alright, and then there's, obviously, doesn't sound like Cena's making it.
Oh.
So The Rock's definitely not making it. The returning surprises that would actually make an impact and possibly win the thing aren't there for the men.
Well, yeah, and it's not like, Undertaker in the past could have fit in one of these spots, but it was just like, now that I say that, how many times was he actually in the Rumble itself? Like, I know that Kane was in there, but was he in?
I'm sure Undertaker was in at least 10 of them. Throughout his career?
But was he in any of the more, the recent time in his career? Like, the last, 5 or 10 years of his career?
I think he entered 2017.
Okay.
That one I do remember, yes.
Okay. I guess he didn't have that many Rumble appearances, a little bit later in his career, I suppose. But, it's an odd spot to put The Undertaker in, I guess. Putting him into a Rumble match. I guess I didn't think about that, too. Like, it's kind of hard to have a Mystique in that style of match.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, that's where, they've got to have an elephant on the hat. Or this Rumble donut doesn't end up closing. But then, if you're doing a show-long storyline with Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, I don't know, one championship match would probably be before the Rumble, the first Rumble, then the second, then the other title match is going to be the after, so then you can't really do that as much either. Once again, match placement will also be interesting on this show.
Well, yeah, as you started talking about that, I'm like, oh, yeah, because I feel like in years past, they've kind of mixed it up, haven't they? I was going to say, they haven't run the Rumbles back-to-back, but
they've never done that.
Okay.
They've never done that. It's typically, two matches, a Rumble, another two matches, and the final Rumble. And the women's only closed the first year they had one. Men's has closed 3 years. 3 years since. That's right.
I guess the funny thing is there is more potential for star power in the women's.
Yes, there is. This year. More.
And I mean, even we've kind of talked about it in weeks past here, just even the names that they could potentially get back that are on the injured and or non-active roster currently. That is a nice bump for them if they do get, what is it, Bayley, Lacey Evans, and Asuka.
Asuka, and then, of course, also Alexa Bliss, who I don't know if it's an injury or not that's kept her out since September, but she's not wrestled in a very long time either, so very likely, even though they haven't announced it, she's still doing her psych evaluation skits. But I imagine she's going to be in the match. That's not just a warm body. That's a major star and a potential winner.
And someone that does kind of have something of a built-in storyline.
I can see there being a moment where Charlotte's, in the ring, possibly by herself. She's ruling the ring, and then the woman whose best friend she murdered comes for her revenge.
They do not seem to be playing up a cure in this case with these Alexa Bliss skits.
No, was gonna, there was always the speculation whether that she was going to come back, return as the goddess, or whether she was going to, you know, do the spooky Alexa stuff, or whether there was going to be some kind of a mix of all of her past personas into one, which that could still be a possibility, I guess, as well. But it also didn't feel like after Monday that these skips have reached their crescendo. So that was all weird too.
They don't feel like they're going anywhere. Just in general.
Which is why they probably should just abandon them and just have her in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would you even start this before the Royal Rumble, who's not going to be in it?
Oh, yeah. Like, she does seem like one that... because she can have a moment in the Rumble, I do think that, like, I agree with you that she's a possible winner. But she could also just have that spot in the middle of Rumble, which ends up leading to the storyline carrying over to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Bliss is definitely one that, yeah. I don't know what they're doing those segments at all. Like, I think she can be a good performer, but I just don't know what point they're driving at with those things currently.
It's just that she's still not over what happened to Lily. It's really what it's trying to say.
I guess maybe the point's almost a little too easy for me. I do feel like Bailey is, well, I don't know, Bailey's been pretty active on Twitter during her whole hiatus here, so I'm not sure that
Bailey has, Bailey's definitely seems like she's training pretty hard, but that's also just could be rehab. She's been throwing up little pictures and moments from her career, and playing coy about it, you know, keeping it close to the hip, and all that, and all that. So it wouldn't surprise me to see her. I mean, the Rumble is a thing where, granted, there is the, if you're not going to win the fall over the top rope, you have to protect your knees during. But it's also not the most physically demanding situation either.
Yeah, you can definitely make it easy for yourself in a Rumble situation, or not.
Totally ready to return to one-on-one competition. They could do something. They could have her in it. Asuka, I do think that Asuka will very likely be in the Rumble. It's you know, I don't know if I put her as a winner because she wasn't really being pushed that strong when she was leaving. But you know, she'll get a nice reaction, have some nice moments. Lacey Evans, who cares?
unless she is improved during her pregnancy and post-pregnancy training.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, the advantage the Women's Royal Rumble has is, now granted they decided to announce a bunch of names ahead of time, but with bringing people back from the past to fill out the Rumble, they have women who are, they're younger than I am, who left the business, at a relatively young age. And even, Trish and Lita are in their 40s, but they've kept themselves in great shape. So, again, they can go. They can be in the Rumble. Maybe if you want, they can go on a good run, and it's not 100% of the realm of possibility that they can win the whole thing.
That one is kind of interesting. Like, they have, because they haven't pushed the women as hard as they'd like to think they do sometimes, the returning stars for the women haven't been burnt out as much. Whether it has been Trish or Lita.
For a little bit, it seemed to, like, in the time between the first Women's Rumble and then doing the Evolution pay-per-view that year, it feels like maybe they brought them, because then they brought Trish back to SummerSlam the next year.
It
may have a little bit, but that's now going going on 3 years ago, so 3 or 4 years ago. So, you know, things can be fresh again if you haven't seen it in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, but I guess I still don't feel like they've even shown up as much as, let's just say, you know, since we've thrown his name around earlier today, Bill Goldberg. You know, like, Goldberg hasn't made that many appearances, but I do think that those ladies have been around even less than him, and it's just like, you know, it does kind of help to keep things fresh. Not that I really want to see another Trish versus Charlotte match or anything, but Lita already having some banter with Charlotte does kind of make you wonder.
It's possible. I mean, the Bellas as well. Oh. So I could see them more coming back for a tag team title run, since they've, you know, women's tag team championships didn't exist the last time they were around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a nice little feather in their cap, too, if they got to win the women's championships at some juncture here.
Yeah. But for the women's rumble, I mean, your favorites would be right now. Now, a lot of the people we've talked about haven't even been announced.
Oh, yes.
But, so of what's announced, I would say Bianca Belair is probably the favorite.
Yes.
To do the repeat. And there's a very good chance that that's going to happen. If Bailey's in the match, she can win it. Alexa's in the match, she can win it. If someone else that we haven't mentioned yet tonight, but I think we have brought her name up at least once or twice in the last few weeks, shows up, there's a very, 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 very good chance she'll end up winning it. And that name would be one Ronda Rousey. Today, even though while Kevin was at work, and I was not, you know, a lot of heavy rumors and speculation about Ronda coming back, including secret meetings with WWE officials, her makeup person being booked somehow. I don't even know how you find that information.
Oh my gosh.
If it's true. I mean, did you have her phone stacked at that point?
That's where I'm going. Come on, guys. You're just being a little too creepy here. Like, you know, it does give us a talking point, I suppose. You know, if she is officially coming back. But yeah, no reason to ask her makeup woman whether she's coming back or not. Guys, come the fuck on here.
That little tidbit definitely made me laugh, and I'm glad I could share it. But there's also people who have their ear to the ground with Ronda's situations. You know, people who run fan pages for her and whatnot, not like official, but you know, they're pretty connected, say that she's not ready yet. She will be returning in 2022, but she's not ready yet.
Oh.
We'll see what happens, but, you know, if she's in it, she's probably going to win it.
Yeah, she's one where it's just like, I don't see how she, if she does come back, I don't know how she loses it. Like, I know that they've kind of had some big returns and some kind of screw jobs get them out of a Royal Rumble match. But we've talked about how much of how stale the upper card for the ladies has been. You know, that no one's really gotten through the four horsewomen stable other than Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. No, there have been some that come close, which is what brings us to if they do go in that direction and they reignite her feud with Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair is getting screwed in that deal. Because then that 26-second match at SummerSlam becomes for nothing for her.
Oh.
If she never gets her event.
Yeah, because Rousey isn't coming back to not win that title back.
Now, of course, she could shift her focus if this all happens.
Yeah.
To Charlotte Flair, that or I guess you could veer Bianca in Charlotte's direction, and you know shore up that SmackDown women's scene.
Oh,
that desperately needs something.
Right.
Or you could do that with Ronda as well. There's definitely things to do. But yeah, I mean, I think that the general consensus is that I've felt today is, yeah, people would be happy to have Ronda back, but man, you really don't want it to be at Bianca's expense. Because Bianca was the one who was getting up in that stratosphere. I mean, Asuka, Alexa Bliss, they've come the closest. You know, Ronda's Ronda, obviously, but they had a great thing going with Bianca, and they threw it away in 26 seconds. She's had some moments since. She had the Survivor Series. She had the KOD on Dewdrop moment. They've kept her strong, but they haven't completely killed her.
No.
But not getting that belt back from Becky would not be good for her. Unless they do something really strong in the direction of with her and Charlotte.
Yeah, she needs some type of strong look. Because, I mean, we've talked about it. There aren't really many storylines for the ladies outside of championship matches. So if she's not in that, she's really going to have a hard time finding a matchup, you know, to be suitable for her. Like, it would almost be strange to have her in some type of a specialty match. But I mean, I suppose you could. Like, you could always do, you know, some type of a six person or a tag team with her husband and her, or some interesting thing like that. But that's
just there's things you could do. And once again,
yeah.
I mean, Ronda's the bigger star, obviously. There's unfinished business with her and Becky, although there shouldn't be. They should have just done the one-on-one match 3 years ago. Think about that. Bringing back a storyline 3 years ago. It doesn't. I don't. Maybe it doesn't feel like it's been. I think it's been that long, but it has.
I guess I'm a little bit. Two doesn't surprise me, but three. I suppose I shouldn't be terribly shocked since pandemic era now is close to officially covering 2 years.
Yes, it is.
So, Rhonda has not been around for any of that.
Yeah, she is that.
So there's at least a 2 year jump start there. That could make things really interesting because, yeah, I can't think of someone, on the men's side that they'd have that's like that currently, you know, that could come back and plug into story. Like, there's no one to plug into storylines on the men's side, even, like.
Yeah, no, I mean, outside of, well, I mean. You get John Cena back, you get The Rock back, you know, you make everything work around them. But I don't think that those guys are in the mix. So there's there isn't anyone. There's no one. There's no Edge level person to bring back. There, you know, Edge is already back. You know, you could. I'll just throw out a name. You know, is that X-Pac Shawn Waltman isn't looking in great shape recently. He did a little run-in on the GCW show. You know, did some of his kicks and his spin kicks and things like that. Looked good.
Uh-huh.
Someone you could absolutely have in the Royal Rumble. He can get he can do his big spots, but he's going over that top rope in probably 10 minutes or less.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he is not winning that Royal Rumble match.
That's a name that could very well, be a more minor surprise. I only say minor surprise in that they're the people who come in, they get a pop, they get their signature moves, and then they're out in about 5, 10 minutes, if not less than five.
Yeah, and I don't see that one. Yeah, I know that I've seen the pictures of how good a shape Waltman's in currently, but I guess I just don't see him being able to do a long run or wanting to do a long run. Like,
Yeah.
maybe he does. I don't know.
He does, but he was never that level of star that you could have him go on that run and have it be a main event deal. There were moments last year where it was like, Edge, really? Are we overrating Edge a bit here? Should he really have won that Royal Rumble?
Yeah, that one's still somewhat fresh in the memory banks, honestly. And I think
Yeah.
that's what kind of hurts my interest in Edge sometimes too. I'm like, man, I really love this guy, but they're kind of almost treating him Austin Rock level, and he never quite got there. So, yeah. Oof. I mean, that is kind of funny that Edge could be at least something of an option to win the Men's Rumble. Like, I wouldn't put a whole lot of money on him, but it wouldn't
No,
completely shock me either.
doesn't seem like he's going to be in it, but it's possible.
Oof. Well, I mean, to me, again, just from a body count perspective, I'd be kind of surprised to see at least those two. I wouldn't be surprised to see Edge and The Miz in the Rumble itself. The
Yeah,
championship match people tend to not be in the Rumble itself, but some of the people that are in the lesser matches, to me, seem to get in. That could
Yeah,
be
I don't know.
anecdotal from my trash memory.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. It's definitely happened and possible. Actually, who's probably going to have a. I don't think he'll win it. But who's probably going to. Since I guess we're bouncing back to the men's rumble now.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to have a good run, but probably not win it, but have a good run? Almost. I could certainly see him setting some kind of an elimination record before a bunch of people jump on him and get him out of there.
Yeah, that would be an interesting one, and one that I would not be completely. I'd be surprised if he won it, but I wouldn't be surprised if, yeah, like he ends up beating Kane's record for Does Kane still have the elimination record, or does Reigns have it, maybe?
I think Brock has it now. So that run he went on when he started the Rumble while he was champion.
Oh, okay.
I think the old record was like 13, but I think Brock got to 14.
Okay. Yep, that would make a great deal of sense because it was pretty deep into the Rumble until Brock started to really face any opposition there. So yeah, it's doable. Omos would have to get in there fairly early to be able to pitch that many people, which would be one of those situations where I wouldn't expect him to last the whole thing, because that would
No.
be quite a grind for a man that size.
Yes, it does. Yes, indeed, it would.
Yeah, like, I guess I was thinking AJ Styles really, to me, does not seem like an option currently.
No, he's been under push, though he got the win over Austin Theory, which, even though I can't stand Austin Theory, it's still that whole thing of that whole 50-50 wishy-washy pushing somebody.
Oh.
Even if it's not the guy I want, just have him win. win all the matches. It's not that hard if you really want this guy to be something.
Yeah, that was one where I'm like, okay, I can understand they didn't want AJ Styles losing to Grayson Waller in upstart on the developmental NXT that they have emphasized. But I'm like, oh man, I was like, wow, he's taking an L to Austin Theory here, huh? And then he ends up winning the match, and yeah, I was a little bit surprised. It's just like, yeah, why aren't you... Yeah, go with someone. Like, they are so non-committal with people.
Yeah. And it's absolutely her. We know that. We've seen this.
Yeah, hey, I don't understand why they didn't make it. Maybe it's because you keep on kneecapping everyone. I guess maybe, is there anything else surprise-wise for the Royal Rumble? Like the matches themselves? Because, I mean, obviously we talked about all the possible ladies coming back. I don't think like there are any weird dark horses. Like Damian Priest is like my deepest dark horse. Not that I really expect him to win it, but
no. I get what you're saying, and I brought it up too. But man, do I hate this, the Damien inside of him crap so much. It is so bad. I mean, it's beyond, you know, elementary, you know, grade school level. It defies the odds. I mean, they've been accused of being, they said they're TV PG, they said they're family entertainment, they have never done anything that seemingly just this childish thought process that we put into this. His name's Damien. He has Damien inside, because there's a Damien inside of him. We can't say the devil. We can't say Satan. God forbid. We can't make any biblical references here other than giving the name Damien. But yeah, it's stupid. I hate it.
Yeah, that, and it's only, it's just costing him matches that everyone's just sitting there going, we know he's gonna win this feud, so like, why is he losing this match now? Like, even if it's through disqualification. Oh, man. Yeah, he's... after having a nice run there, things have really stalled out for him with that whole... Because, yeah. I mean, I even feel like they've been wishy-washy about his Damien powers. Like... And just kind of beating the tar out of someone isn't much of a power, honestly. Unless they're going to have him in a match where it's he's not allowed to be DQ'd or some shenanigans like that, and he's got to conquer the Damien inside of him. But how much of it...
I could certainly see. I know you're proud of it. I can see them doing a match with him and Kevin Owens where if he gets disqualified, he loses the title. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kevin Owens is the perfect heel to try to set him off, to provoke him.
Yeah, I guess I don't really, because I didn't really have anything else for the Women's Rumble there, which is why I transitioned back into the Men's Rumble. I guess, do we want to make... Is there anything else in the Ladies' Rumble that you wanted to cover that we did not get to?
No, I think we covered that one pretty damn well.
Then I guess, do we want to make predictions before getting to beer talk about... well, I guess you said Big E is your favorite for the men's. Do you have a women's favorite that is not Ronda Rousey? Bianca, I guess?
Yeah, well, I'll go with Bianca, yes. Sure.
Yeah, if you have to pick a single name, she's definitely the one. And I do think that Big E's another guy that he's gotten some screen time, I feel like, in the meantime without the championship. And we'll really see if they're committed to making him look good. You know, I think he has a better chance at staying in the upper card than Kofi Kingston. Excuse me, Kofi Kingston did. And this, to me, this one, yeah, there's more riding on it for Big E than it is for anyone. Even if the Women's Rumble could be more interesting, like, I think Big E really needs to commit on this one. So, yeah, Belltime beer, one of the beverages that the wife bought me when she bought me the beer fridge. Jackie O's Digital Zoo Hazy Double IPA, Mosaic, Idaho 7, and the Bruce. Hops were used, 9% ABV. It was a heavy beer, and yeah, I drank that one on purpose because it was that kind of a day, grandkids. I hope yours was a little bit better. This is the beer recommendation from at DeFrango11. That is at Stunt Cali. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Download us at any fine purveyors of podcasts, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or Google. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later.